From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. A disturbing story in Pennsylvania is being taken seriously by police. 19-year-old Miranda Barber, charged with her husband in the murder of a man they lured through Craigslist, told a local reporter in an interview at the Northumberland Prison in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, that she was part of a satanic cult and had killed many more, but stopped counting at 22. Frances Scarsella is that reporter for the Daily Item newspaper. Frances, why you?
The first question I asked her was exactly the same thing. You know, why me of all people? And she had said that since the beginning of this whole thing that happened here in Sunbury, that she and her husband had continued to buy the newspaper and read everything I wrote. And she said that she wanted to talk to me.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how a trial might proceed or a jury be picked after this, because she said quite a bit. She and her husband charged with killing 42-year-old Troy LaFerrara, a man they met through a Craigslist ad soliciting sex. And then she went on to tell you about killing others. What did she say?
She said, you know, this isn't the first time I did this. And I said, what are you talking about? The first time you did this on Craigslist? And she said, no, this is the first time I did it on Craigslist. She said, but I've done this before. And I said, but are you saying that you killed other people? Yes. And I said, okay, how many? And she said, well, less than 100. And I said, Miranda, there is nobody in the world that's going to believe that you have killed less than 100 people. And she looked me dead in the face and she said, I don't care what people say. I lived my life in a lie and I want to stop that right now.
Look, what are police saying about this?
Well, they take it seriously. The part about this whole story that's fascinating is any criminal complaint that was filed against her, none of this was said, and she never even admitted to having her husband in the car. So unfortunately, she gave me the only confession in the entire world.
Well, let's back up. You talk about having her husband in the car. She was accused of killing this man, again, that she'd met on Craigslist. I think she told you it was because she lied and told him she was 16, and he said he still wanted to have relations with her, and if he hadn't done that, she says she would have let him go.
Said that when the guy opened the car door, she said, I'm only 16, and he said, that doesn't matter. And at that point, she knew she was going to do this.
Police charged that later she and her husband murdered the man. But you spoke to both parents. Her mother confirms what Miranda says, that she was sexually abused when she was 4 by an uncle. The mother says the uncle was jailed for that. Her father says she's now a manipulative heroin addict. But you say police are what? Taking them seriously, but how seriously?
They're taking it very seriously. I mean, you have somebody here that they didn't just say that they took a pack of gum from Walmart. And for police, they're saying, well, if this is the truth and she's saying she did this once, who's to say that she didn't do it?
Well, she said she committed these alleged murders when she was part of a satanic cult. Now, there is the Church of Satan. It's the largest satanic body in the United States. It's New York-based. Did she ever say she was a member of that group?
No, she never said she was a member of the Church of Satan. She never once said that to me. What she said is that she was part of a satanic group.
Well, meanwhile, the head of the Church of Satan is saying an investigation will prove that the cult story is fiction. They don't believe that there was a satanic cult. And, of course, people are casting a wary eye on them. I'm imagining you're hearing from people in Alaska and these other states she's named who've lost loved ones and maybe don't know what happened. I mean, hoping maybe they find out something about a loved one.
I got a lot of emails. You know, I had a lot of phone calls on people asking me, you know, did they find anything and this and that. This happened on Friday. You got to give law enforcement time to do their investigations. And who knows what the end result of this will be there. You know, you can take any number she said and throw it out the window. But the most chilling thing that was said is that she said she does not want to get out of jail because she would do it again. And to me, that's more powerful than making any kind of claims or statements.
That's Frances Scarsella, a reporter for the Daily Item newspaper in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, who found himself in the middle of an incredible story. Frances, thanks so much. I know you're very busy. Thanks for talking to us about it.
You got it. Thank you.
You're listening to Here and Now.